You know, the most that I've asked about the services was today with Brother Rusty, and I just said, how services? And I'm always interested to start hearing, you know, through testimonies that what was talked on the other nights and so forth, but there has been zero coordination. But when Rusty comes down, Brother Rusty comes down to Stockbridge, we'll start talking, and what word of God fell down there fell down yonder. Yep. And what fell down yonder fell down there. And it's just amazing to me how God supplies our needs, Sister Carolyn, no matter if we're in the same building or not. And that's just the way He works. And it's amazing to see when you talk about puzzle pieces, how it all connects together. But, you know, I wanted to just kind of talk about something that happened to us a long time ago. And the way that the Lord has been leading me, He brought this on me, Brother Rusty, yep. You know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. And I'm going to read out of John. We're just going to go a little bit further in John than apparently what Brother Rusty talked the other night. And we're going to be over in John chapter 10. But I tell you exactly, it was many years ago, and we had moved into a home that we left the town, moved into the home, and it was on our heart, it was on my heart in the strongest way to take the Word of God and to go through every room, every floor, and there was a particular place in the basement of our home. And I'll just have to describe it to you, Brother Lonnie. You'd walk down the steps and you'd go through and then you'd get right back into that back furthest corner. And it just seemed like it was the darkest little corner of that basement back under. It was just right there. And just for some reason, the hairs of my arms and necks would just stand up. God bless. And I said, I need to pray. And I meant it. And I took the Word of God and I went around the whole outside of the house. From the top to the bottom. Praying the Word of God. Lord, would You speak peace? Lord, whatever is meant to be for our destruction, God, would You remove it? Whatever is in our way, God, would You raise those valleys? Would You straighten the path? Would You lower those mountains and make a way? I don't know what's against us, but I know something is. And you know what? God got us through that house and eventually got us out of that house. But while we were there, no harm befell us. Now, y'all see why I'm talking the way I'm talking once we get over to the Word of God. We'll move down to where we are now. And I, in my mind's eye, Lord, would You encamp angels around this entire property line? Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, would You put a protection above us, below us, around us? Keep us in Your hands, Lord. Because we have an enemy. And that enemy has a purpose. But there's good news in the Word of God. Zach told me, our son told me last night, he said, Dad, he said, I remember something that you told me. And I was thankful that he remembered anything I told him. And he says, you know, He said, you said that this life sometimes just has to be endured. And if you can find any happiness on this side of life, then we should praise God for that. I said, praise the Lord. I don't remember saying it, but it sounds good. And that's what we have to do sometimes. There's no guarantee of happiness in this life, but there is a guarantee of joy in the Lord. And John chapter 10, I'll start at verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. If we're the sheep of the Lord and we hear his voice, and he's the door under our salvation. If we need to be nourished, we're going to need to find some pasture somewhere as sheep. And the Word of God is meant to strengthen us for whatever lies ahead. We already know what's behind us. We know where we are right now. But we have the great I am that's going to walk with us through whatever we have to go through that's lying ahead. And here's the scripture that really fell on my heart at home. And it's on my heart to share. Verse 10, John 10:10. Go home and read it again tonight. The thief cometh not but for to steal. His only goal is to steal and to kill and to destroy. Who is the thief? He's our enemy. Word of God says he's as a roaring lion going to and fro, consuming whom he may devour. The thief. He comes but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. And it occurred to me, I thought about our little church house down there. And y'all remind me so much of us. You know why? Because we're one family. You know, brother? And I know that church that we're in down there, it was built. The altar was dedicated unto the Lord. And that building has gone through a lot of trial. And I'm talking about the physical church itself. Now, we are the church. We are the sheep. But I thought about this, and I've made it a habit. I've got a recurring alarm on my phone at 7 o'clock. I pray for the church. Before this scripture came to me, I was praying for our church people and those around. But now I want to add, Lord, our church house, God. That building has been dedicated unto you. Lord, would you use it for your glory? Lord, if there's sadness, would you put happiness there? If that thief comes in to kill, steal, and destroy, would you give us life and life more abundantly? What I'm saying is when we walk into the church house, we need to say, Lord, would you bless this building? Glory to God. We're here for revival to see someone make it. But there's a spirit that's warring against us, and that's the thief, and he's come to steal you of your victory tonight. He's come to tell you that there's no way, and that's doubt, and doubt will kill you spiritually, and you will be lost forever. But Jesus says, I come to give you life, and life more abundantly. Who are you going to listen to? Glory to God. Are you going to yield yourself to the shepherd? If you know his voice as his sheep, you will. And you'll come through the door of salvation that the Lord has prepared. But I want you to think of this. We go through things in this life. I don't know why the Lord put this on my heart, but if all I need to do is obey him, then my job's easy, brother. And if we'll just obey what the Lord would have each of us do, it'll work just like gears meshing together. But if the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and Jesus says, I come to give life. Think about this. When something comes against you naturally and you're going through a trial, what's our natural tendency? Why me? Why now? Why this? Why can't I just say, me talking, Lord, the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But your word will forever remind me that you came to give me life and life more abundantly. I'm going to just let you work out my life, and I'm going to trust that everything is going to work out. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. But here's what I hope that we can do. Bro, that's all the scripture that the Lord has put on me. John 10:10. The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give life, and life more abundantly. How's that work out? Well, here I am today. And we talked about some of this last week at church. If I look back in my life and I let what's behind me ruin my today and my tomorrow, then who's winning? The thief has stole my joy today, and he has ruined my tomorrow. God bless you. If God has forgiven, then you're free indeed, and you're no longer tied to that. It doesn't matter how bad, it doesn't matter how good, it's in the past, and if the Lord has forgiven you, then you've got a right to move forward with joy in your heart, with love for your man, glory to God, and you can just celebrate the victory even though life's crumbling down around you. You can still celebrate. You know, I'm struggling a little bit right now just to get as free, Sister Carolyn, as I want to be. And you know why? Because there's a thief that's battling in our services, not just our services today, but our services everywhere. And he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to do his job tonight. Or are we trying to do our job? Glory to God. Brother, I prayed that the Lord would just touch you and heal your body. Glory to God. Glory to God. Children of God, if anybody, this is more for us, but it's for these that are seeking to become children of God. If we're the example that they look to, and all of a sudden I'm being defeated left and right, and I've got no joy in my salvation, and I can't hardly lift my head up, what kind of encouragement, glory to God, can we be to these? And I glory to God. I used to ask my daddy as a lost boy, I said, Daddy, the children of God should be the happiest people all the time. He said, son, life's hard. And then here's the words of my son coming back. Says, Daddy, I remember something you told me. If you can find any joy, even though we're having to endure life, glory to God. It's funny how sometimes the words that we say come back to us in a different way, and we hear ourselves talking through others. God bless you. Glory to God. Do you want your children or these that are lost to seek in the Lord to say, I just don't know if I'm going to make it? Children of God, the Holy Ghost is the best thing that's ever happened to you, no matter if life never went your way one little bit. If at the end of the day, heaven's your reward, then it's been worth it all. Glory to God. And the whole time, the enemy, I said last weekend, I thought he'd leave me alone when I received the Holy Ghost. Boy, how dumb I was. When I first received the Holy Ghost, he probably came at me a little bit stronger. Because he was trying to do the destroying part. He saw that the Lord had given life. Now he's trying to destroy and kill. But if you don't think that growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord is a lifetime experience, and you just don't receive the Holy Ghost, sit back and say, I'm holy. What you are is a worker, and it's time to work. If I had all the time that I've wasted, brother, in this life, and could add it back to the balance sheet. Oh, Lord. But that's time that's gone. When is the time to meet the thief? Right now. Why put it off another day? Are you guaranteed tomorrow? Are you guaranteed another day? Brother out at church. For months, Brother Chris, for years, Brother Chris would stand up and testify. A phone call could change your entire life. One call can change your life forever. And we were all down together a few years ago, Rusty and all of our family was down on a trip together, and we got the call that Brother Chris's mother just passed, just like that. At the nursing home, taking care of her 99-year-old mother, she just sat back, and Sister Anita won the victory at that point. He got the call, and one call changed his life forever. I've talked this. Y'all have heard me say it, probably. But to the child of God, we're enduring life with the Lord. And this is not our victory on this side of life. But when we pass unto life eternal, not when we die, but when we pass unto life eternal, the victory is worth everything that we had to endure, every enemy's attack that came to us, and your worst and ugliest scar spiritually on you is going to be your fiercest, worst battle that you'll ever have to face. But the mercy of God will get you through to another day. I don't know, brother. I just don't know. But I'm going to keep talking until I feel satisfied. Are you hopeless tonight? Have you given up with no hope and thinking that it's impossible? It's not the children of God that's telling you that. It's the thief who's come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Do you feel, well, everybody's this and everybody's that? I'm going to go to church and I'm going to buy myself a little bit of protection by the fact that I'm being a good boy or a good girl, and nothing harmful will befall me. The children of God are not telling you that. The children of God are telling you that you're not guaranteed tomorrow, that today is the day of salvation. Today is the time to meet against the enemy that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Do you feel like there's just so much that's happened in your past that the Lord won't forgive you, and that the Holy Ghost is for everybody else except me? Well, that's just about the most classic lie that's been told by our enemy, the thief, who's trying to steal, kill, and destroy your salvation. Do you see the point of John 10:10? It's not hard when you start to just boil it down and you realize that there is a spiritual enemy. Yeah. That there is an enemy that wants you to be complacent, come to the altar for years, and die a lost soul. I'm going to do this and sit down, brother. This just messed me up when I was praying. And if y'all don't receive the Holy Ghost while we're here, which I know that you can. Well, why do I know that? Because the Word of God says, if you truly repent with a broken, contrite spirit, that godly repentance is going to guarantee that there's going to be those forgiveness of sins past. And if you don't want to live that life anymore, the blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood that was shed for you, is going to cleanse you and make you a new vessel. Then the Holy Ghost is going to be sent down from God the Father, because Jesus, your mediator, your kinsman redeemer, your friend, your counselor, your great physician, he's going to pray to his Father, Father, look what I've done. I've shed my blood and they're cleansed. And you'll be sealed till the day of redemption. But I got into a rut. I got into a rut that I just prayed and prayed and prayed. 17 years I prayed. 5 minutes I saw the Lord and received the Holy Ghost. And as far as comparing prayers, I thought mine was just about as good as any I'd ever heard, if we wanted to compare prayers. But what I could do got me nowhere for 17 years. And a brother came down home and he says, here you are. You're praying over here, Lord. Would you give me the Holy Ghost? Glory, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. And here's this person, can't even lift their head up in shame, but tears are just rolling down their face. Brokenhearted for all the sins that they've done. Next night, Lord, would you forgive me? Glory, Lord, I'm looking for the Holy Ghost. Hear this person right here. Father, you've had so much mercy. You spared me when I was driving down the road and had no business being out there with my friends doing the things that I was doing. Lord, it's just a miracle that I made it home and that I'm able to be in church tonight. It's a miracle that you spared me. I want to thank you for that mercy, Lord. Would you forgive me? And from this night, I'm telling you, I'm going to live until I die for you because I want a reward in heaven. New child of God. Lord, would you help me? The prayer that I prayed for 17 years got me right there. The prayer that I prayed for 17 years kept me right there. But when I got to a place after he left, I had to be honest with myself. And I went to the altar the next time. And he messed me up so much, I couldn't pray that repeated prayer that I'd been praying for 17 years, brother, because it hadn't got me where I needed to be. And I listened to what he said. Well, maybe I just need to repent again. Maybe I just need to say, Lord, would you forgive me? And I'll try my best from within myself. And I know it's impossible on my own, but I'll keep this promise, Lord, that I will do my... Lord, you know what started to happen? I told him in my prayer, that 5-minute prayer, I said, Lord, I can't go another day without you. And I meant it from my heart. Lord, I don't want to pick any burden up anymore. Lord, I cannot do this. The first second in death is when I know I can't do anything for myself. I've got to trust you. I want to trust you, and I'm thankful. And I started to feel something that I felt when I was 16 for the first time. You know what that was? It was the stirring of the love of God, that deep burden. You know, I wish I could feel that every day, even as a child of God. I wish I could just feel that burning love of God, that burning power that was just rolling in my heart that day I received the Holy Ghost. But I recognize when I was 16, I heard that I could still go free, leaning over the back seat, driving down the road, daddy driving, mama there, and I'm just leaning over a 16-year-old boy going to a revival somewhere. And I heard that song, that I could still go free. That I could still go free. That I could still go free. And it just started burning in me, and I felt that Sunday morning as a 32-year-old man. I said, glory! Glory! Glory, Lord! Glory! Glory to God! About 3 glories from the heart after giving him perfect praise, after feeling the love of God just stirring and cleansing me from the inside, and I just accepted it, and just accepted that he wanted to pour on me when I was a 16-year-old boy. And here's some down at our place. Been praying before I received. Been praying since I received. And still praying. And you know what? I pray for them. Because I know what they're battling. They're battling Satan himself. They're battling the thief that came but to steal, kill, and destroy their soul. And he doesn't mind that you come to church. He doesn't mind that you pray for the Holy Ghost. He's just worried that you might actually receive it and become a threat against him. And you know what? He won't give you anything that's too hard to do. He won't ask anything of you that's going to be unbecoming of you. He's not going to ask you to do anything that's going to go out and put the Lord and you to shame. All you've got to do is live life and live life more abundantly. Love, joy, peace without no limit. And where there's no love, no joy, no peace, guess who's still killing and destroying? Even as children of God, he's robbing us of our joy. He's robbing us of our faith. He's robbing us in our families, in our marriages, in our every way. But we still can understand that even as children of God, the road is going to be tough. And I hear my son one more time, and brother, I'm done. We know that eternity for the child of God is an eternal. Our minds can't comprehend all the goodness. I want to just try to meditate on heaven. But if it's going to be love, joy, peace, and all of those fruits of the Spirit, and being fellowship with all of the children of God that's gone on that we know, and all of them that we don't know, but we will know. It's just going to be good. And if all I've got to do is give up whatever I think is fun, you know, the real thing that I worry about today is all the drugs that's out there. And it's not the addictions of things. That's a big worry. But the bigger worry right now is the first time people that experiment, and we have to go to their funeral after that. That fentanyl-laced drug, take it one time, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. There's too much of the killing that our thief and enemy is trying to do. And he's using so many things to entice our young ones to just go out of this life. Thinking that that's fun. That's not fun. What is fun that I have found, brother, is to come to church. Y'all are my friends. Y'all are my family. And we can help bear the burdens of one another. We can be in one mind and in one accord, no matter how far we are. We can pray for one another. And I pray that if there is anything that's binding the lost people from realizing that Jesus hung on the cross and shed his blood for you, that stronghold of the mind will be torn down tonight by the giver of life, that you will be able to understand that you can tonight receive the Holy Ghost. That the spirit of revival would fall in this place, over yonder, over here, and over here, and over yonder, and that we'll just be in revival till our bodies can't stand it anymore. If the fields are white as the Word of God says, then they're still white. No matter what our enemy tries to tell us, if you don't think that the young people today want somebody that's true, want somebody that's genuine, want somebody that's going to be faithful and honest, want somebody that's going to love them for who they are, you don't have to put on anything for somebody that truly loves you. All you have to do is love God, trust Him, and then it all work out. Amen. I'm going to sit down because I don't know what else the Lord's going to put out of here. And I want to be able to come back. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm not thinking of anybody. Brother Lonnie, I love y'all. I'm here just to tell you that there's an enemy. There's a thief. He's got us in a place that if we don't today stand up to Him in the Spirit of God with all of the authority that God gives us and bind Him, what's on earth is bound in heaven, and we've got some authority, and it's time for us to step into that as the church and claim our glory.